Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Lodging tax expiration brings big changes to Campbell County grant funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Lodging Tax Joint Powers Board is facing a major shift in community funding after voters chose not to renew the county's optional 2% lodging tax. In the 2024 general election, voters rejected the local lodging tax for the first time since 2004. The 2% tax failed to pass, reducing Campbell County's total lodging tax rate to 5%. Of that amount, 3% will go to the state and 2% will return to Campbell County under the statewide lodging tax law passed by legislators a few years ago. For years, the lodging tax has provided vital dollars for community events and organizations across Campbell County, supporting everything from youth hockey tournaments to the popular New Year's Eve Buck and Ball. Without it, available grant dollars will be fewer and smaller until at least 2028, when the measure is scheduled to appear on the ballot again. This change affects not only the scope of support the Joint Powers Board can provide, but also local organizations that rely on the grants to deliver events for residents and visitors. Despite the funding cuts, board members say they remain committed to collaboration. The board issued a statement saying, "Our community's events and organizations are the heartbeat of Campbell County. While our financial capacity has changed, our dedication to supporting the people and programs that make this area vibrant remains strong." Community partners are still encouraged to apply for grants, though funding will be more limited than in past years. Local leaders say they remain focused on sustaining events and initiatives that define Campbell County's identity and enhance quality of life for residents and visitors alike. Gillette Mock Review flags concerns ahead of accreditation visit. Gillette College has received its results from a practice review ahead of a major Higher Learning Commission accreditation visit this October. And while the college passed all four criteria, reviewers flagged concerns in two key areas. According to the Gillette News Record, the mock review conducted by consultants with the Oaks Review praised the college's mission and integrity, calling its independence and determination its greatest strength. Trustees were also commended for their pride and leadership during the transition from a branch campus to an independent institution. But reviewers raised red flags over faculty administration relations and student learning assessments, noting a lack of clarity between Gillette and Sheridan College practices. Concerns were also highlighted in planning and communication, with faculty citing insufficient professional development, delayed responses to surveys, and unclear policy decision-making. Despite these challenges, Gillette College President Janelle Oberlander said the review was encouraging, calling it a phenomenal opportunity to strengthen the school's case before October. The upcoming HLC visit will determine whether Gillette College secures full accreditation as a standalone institution. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.